Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into something really quite eye-opening. It comes from a blog post by a veteran science and math teacher, Gary Ackerman.
Right, the one called A Disturbing Observation.
That's the one. It's all about what he saw happening in a classroom during two, well, very different activities, and what it might tell us about how students see learning itself.
Yeah, it's fascinating. So Ackerman describes walking in and seeing students doing basically two things back to back. First, there's this hands-on thing, measuring data for a question, something like, is anyone average?
Okay, sounds engaging enough. Getting them moving, collecting data.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
And then, almost right after, they pivot completely. Chromebooks out, standardized math tests.
And that's where the puzzle comes in, right? Because the difference in how the students acted between those two tasks, it was apparently immediate and really stark.
Exactly. You'd imagine the hands-on part would capture their interest, maybe get them buzzing. But what Ackerman saw was, well, activity, yes, but not much focus.
On a focus house, like just chatting or...
More like a real nonchalance about the task itself. He heard kids saying things like, whatever, it is close enough with your measurements, even though, you know, precision was kind of the point.
Close enough, math.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
Not at all. And they were apparently struggling with metric units, papers were getting messy, some lost. It just sounded, well, pretty lackadaisical. Lots of movement, but not, like, purposeful or precise work.
Okay, so maybe a challenging group or an off day. But you said this observation felt significant to Ackerman. What set it apart?
It was the contrast, mainly. Mm-hmm. And also, he noted this isn't entirely new. He'd seen similar patterns even, like, 30 years ago. His teacher tried to bring them back, connecting the measuring to big ideas like that book, The End of Average, or why accuracy matters for, say, designing fighter jets.
Real world stakes.
Yeah, trying to give it context. But still, that sort of unfocused vibe just persisted through the activity.
Okay, so then comes part two, the Chromebooks. Standardized math tests. You mentioned these were part of the school's data plan.
Right. Though, interestingly, the teacher apparently admitted the data wasn't really used much. It was more about, you know, compliance.
Got it. So, given the scene with the measuring task, you might expect more of the same, right? Maybe quiet sighing, clicking through.
That's what makes it disturbing, I think. Mm. It's the complete opposite. Ackerman said the shift was immediate, dramatic even.
Oh, so.
The students just became laser focused, working in a total silence for the whole time, just locked in on those screens.
Wow. Okay. So, from whatever, close enough to silent, intense focus.
Exactly. And this huge change made him talk to some students afterward. He wanted to understand, you know, why the difference.
And what did they say? What was their perception?
Their message was incredibly clear, and apparently is something they've picked up over their whole school careers. They basically said, the tests, that's the real work.
The real work, as opposed to?
As opposed to the other stuff, like the hands-on measuring. That was seen as, you know, just for fun, or maybe like a break from the serious stuff.
Wow. Just for fun.
Yeah,
that's a powerful framing, isn't it? Almost like, okay, playtime's over, now let's do the important thing.
Precisely. And Ackerman found that deeply concerning. This idea that decontextualized problems on a screen are real while trying to apply math in a messy, hands-on way is somehow less valuable.
So how did we even get here? How did this sort of screen-based assessment become the symbol of real work, especially in math?
Well, that's a big question. Ackerman touches on it. These computer-delivered math programs really boomed maybe, what, a decade ago? Schools were under huge pressure then. Remember, acceptable yearly progress.
Yeah.
Standardized scores were everything.
Right. No child left behind era pressures and similar initiatives.
Exactly. So these programs offered a way to, theoretically, drill skills and track progress easily. And once they were in place, inertia kind of took over.
Yeah.
Many teachers just kept using them.
But it's not just the tool, is it? It's the philosophy behind it.
That's the crucial part. It often reinforces this implicit idea that math is just a bunch of separate procedures you memorize. You execute them on command. It's less about math as a language for making sense of the world. It taps into this older idea of, like, efficiency in education over depth.
And for someone like Ackerman, who clearly believes math needs context, like you need to know why you're finding the roots of a quadratic equation, where it shows up in the world, this must be really jarring.
Absolutely. He argues pretty strongly that knowledge, math, science, anything really, it's only truly powerful when you see how it connects, how it fits into other systems, other knowledge, when you can use it.
So this leads to a fundamental question he raises, right?
Yeah.
If you can ace calculations on a screen, get all the answers right, but have zero context, is that actually useful?
He calls it a useless skill, straight up. His point is that real mathematical competence isn't just about doing the calculation. It's about knowing when and why to do it, using math purposefully, connecting it.
So competence needs attentiveness. It needs purpose. But here's the paradox Ackerman saw.
Right. The students were inattentive and, frankly, kind of unpurposeful when they were supposed to be doing contextual math, the measuring stuff.
But then they became incredibly attentive, super purposeful, when faced with problems completely stripped of context on a screen.
It's backwards, isn't it?
Yeah.
He basically concludes that the whole culture that created this situation that signals what's really important has been, in his words, profoundly destructive, and it needs to change urgently.
So just to sort of recap the core insight here from Gary Ackerman's observation.
Yeah, it's this conditioning, isn't it? Students have somehow learned to see the abstract screen-based test as the real work.
While the messy, hands-on contextual stuff gets labeled just for fun, almost dismissed.
Mm-hmm. And his big concern as a longtime educator is that we're losing something vital. True knowledge, especially in math, needs that context. It needs to be applied, connected to other things to be truly powerful.
Just crunching numbers on a screen without understanding the why or where, he argues that's not building real competence. It's something else entirely.
Which really brings us to a question for, well, for all of us listening, I think. If real competence needs focus, it needs purpose, it needs context, how do we flip that script?
Yeah, how do we, or how do the systems we work in encourage that same kind of intense focus for the contextual applied learning, the kind of focus students currently seem to reserve for those tests?
It's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
How do we make the real world stuff feel like the real work?
Maybe think about that in your own context, your own learning, your job. If deep competence means focused engagement and practical application, what could you maybe do differently?
Right. How can you prioritize getting that true understanding, that ability to apply knowledge, rather than just performing tasks or acing the test, so to speak?
Something to definitely mull over. How do we value and cultivate competence in its truest sense?